Wisconsin requires retailers and wholesalers to mark up the price of their gas by a combined 9%. The Depression-era law was originally passed to protect independent gas stations from being priced out of the business by larger companies. A plan that passed a Senate panel would lower that markup. On $2 gasoline, it would go down from 18 cents to 11 cents per gallon. On $3 gas, the markup would be reduced from 27 to 15 cents per gallon. Republican sponsor Dave Zinn of Eau Claire had originally proposed getting rid of the markup altogether, but that measure was defeated a few months ago. He settled on this compromise because it had the votes to pass.
Fuel prices are a real big concern of people, and especially for the poor, the disabled, and the elderly, and we feel that we're in a move in the right direction.
But an organization that lobbies for about 2,000 gas stations statewide says it's disappointed that some lawmakers still don't see the value of the markup law. The Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers' Bob Bartlett says current law helps keep small stations competitive, and many would go out of business without it. He says there are bigger reasons for the high price of fuel.
What this proposal doesn't do at all is regulate the price of gasoline coming into Wisconsin. So we're regulating and or trying to affect the very tail end of it, the local retailers, but it does nothing to try and restrict or regulate the cost of it as it comes into the state.
The plan now heads to the full Senate. The governor has previously said he'd support eliminating the minimum markup altogether. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.